Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 493 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by Brad Oxnam, and we're going to discuss his role on stage with Distraction Theater Company's production of The Bible, The Complete Word of God, Abridged. So we're going to get in that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers. I am joined by a faithful contributor to the Inexplicable Dumb Show, Brad Oxnam, and we're going to talk something about what Brad is doing. Besides from being an outstanding vocal talent for the Idea Summer Rep, Brad is also an actor as well as other things, and he's currently in a show. So Brad, welcome, how are you, and tell me what you got going on.
Wait, you mean I can actually use my real voice for this?
Yes, it'd probably be best.
Okay, just give me a second.
So this is what we're going to do. No,
had to do it, I'm sorry. But the show that I'm doing is the inaugural show of the new Distraction Theater Company in Nashville. We're doing The Bible, The Complete Word of God, Abridged. It's written by the same people who are involved in the company that brought you The Complete Works of Shakespeare, Abridged, The Complete History of America, Abridged, and lots of other abridged works.
Cool. And just to clarify, it is the new Distraction Theater, not New Distractions Theater.
That's correct. It's okay. The name of the company is Distraction Theater Company.
Which happens to be new.
Correct. Okay. Which happens to be new.
So how is it going? I'm familiar with the Reduced Shakespeare Company's work and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I've actually, in a weird way, produced them when they came here for governor school many years ago. And they did the American History version. Mm-hmm. So how is it? Because it seems like a lot of that is based on the people that are in the company,
mm-hmm.
as far as, you know, their traits and how the script comes from them. How is it feel? How is it stepping into someone's? It's not quite the same as stepping into another character's shoes. So how is it stepping into that process and finding kind of another actor's rhythm and syncopation? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. We actually have discussed it, and what the Reduced Shakespeare Company folks and the people who wrote, I forget the names, but I know they like circle through various people in the Reduced Shakespeare mm-hmm. Company. I know Austin and Reed are kind of the two that are a common thread through a lot of their shows. As far as getting into it, I mean, we kind of looked at it as we are ourselves approaching these lines, and we are kind of taking on the traits that they've given us, but essentially we're basically the three clowns that you see in every like classical comedy. You got the brainy clown, you've got the good-hearted clown, and you've got your kind of just like stupid clown, you know, your Moe, Larry, and Curly. So that's kind of our approach to the show. Or you know, we've done it in the podcast shows, the Groucho, the Zeppo, and then the Harpo. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of the ones that we've kind of gone through. So stepping into it actually hasn't been that bad. In fact, Randall Pike, he's directing, acting, and set and sound designing the show. He's also the artistic director of Distraction Theater Company. So he's wearing a lot of hats, but he cast it really well. He cast it kind of close to our own personalities. So my personality, I'm playing the Austin roles, which he's kind of got the brainy ones. He's kind of got the little sarcastic jokes. He comes in with the random factoids and is making there's a couple, I don't want to give anything away, but he makes the fun little references to things that might not truthfully in the Bible, you know, like, you know, we're looking at the book of Jude. So, hey, here's Hey Jude from the Beatles. and it's been a lot of fun to see how we've grown into their roles. And we've kind of made it our own because there's a lot of material in this play and several other plays that allows the actors and the company to kind of mold it to their audience, their town, their personalities. So that's been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun. We find ourselves just giggling through a lot of rehearsals here and there.
So how did you end up with a completely new crew?
With a completely new crew? I was introduced via a mutual friend to Amber Berker, the managing director of Distraction Theater Company. She's also on the Arts and Business Council of Nashville. And she put out the call for auditions. I happened to notice it, and I was like, well, it's audition season. I have not been on stage in a while. I really want to get back onto it, or onto the stage. Not that I don't love the podcast. Those have been my saving grace while I haven't been on stage, and I love doing every single one of them. In fact, I should tell you, the work that we've been doing for the last 3 to 4 years with the radio play series has really prepared me for this play, seriously. Like, I'm doing so many, I guess, bad impressions, creating new characters. It has been like, if we hadn't been doing this, I'd probably be like, I'm hoping this is working, but I'm pretty confident this is going to be a good choice for this character. So I met Amber Berker. I went to the auditions, and they, for better or for worse, they liked me, and they decided to give me a shot. So I'm very happy to be there.
Cool. So you're in rehearsal process as we speak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When do you open and all that good stuff?
Let's see. By the time your show airs, we'll be starting technical rehearsals. We open on June 17th. It is a Friday. We'll play the weekend through the 19th, and then we will reopen on the following Thursday, the 23rd through the 25th. It'll all be at the Dark Horse Theater in downtown Nashville on Charlotte Pike. Tickets are $15, although I will go ahead and announce, because they've announced it on their publicity as well. The 19th is a pay-what-you-can night, so if you want to save a few extra bucks, come on down and just pay what you can.
Cool, cool. So what's been your biggest challenge as far as...
The biggest challenge. Well, besides working with two other guys, I mean, no, they're actually great. We have Randall Pike. Of course, he's playing I believe it's the Martin character. And that he's basically the guy who plays all the girls. And it's a lot of fun to see him just kind of have fun with all these. And Eric Vega, who just completed work in Studio 10's West Side Story. And he's actually got a lot of the heart and soul. So he kind of grounds us emotionally for this whole process. Working with them has been a blast. The biggest challenge we have, I think, two of them. Number one, there's a lot more songs in this show than I think any of us realized. And the crazy thing was, even when the company bought the rights, that didn't automatically mean you get the music too.
Oh.
So we've actually been creating our own music to go along with the show. And luckily, Eric just graduated Belmont with his BFA in musical theater. So we have a good leg into somebody who has musical know-how. And then the rest of us are just kind of creating the shape of this piece, and we try to keep it as much to the script as possible. We've had to change a few things around here and there just to kind of make it work for us. But that's been a challenge. But the other one is just the standard challenge that you have with every comedy, and that is we need an audience at some point. Really want to know, is this working, or is this really as funny as we think it is, or are we just like kind of Are we waiting for laughs that may not be there? And in fact, the script has audience interaction lines that are, I mean, we had to kind of remind ourselves, if the audience doesn't react, just keep going and don't bother like referencing their reaction when they could probably not. Like, and that's, you know, there are a couple of dated references in the show that we've had to like update, and we're hoping like, well, maybe they won't get this reference. Like, oh my gosh, what was one of them? There's a reference to like Jesus being a carpenter, and then all of a sudden we go into "There's a kind of hush," and we're like, I don't know if people are gonna really make the distinction between Jesus being a carpenter and the Carpenters, the music group, at right. this point. So we're trying to find a good way to blend. Update the references and still make it quite fun and funny and keep it in the spirit of their show.
Well, cool. Well, how have you grown through this process?
Oh, how have we grown? Outside of getting back to
physically,
yeah. oh my gosh. It's been, I haven't done a farce in a long time. So getting back into the high energy that it's needed to create a farce and create the crispness that you need to make the comic timing work, that's been a challenge. But my growth, I think, and this is something maybe I can take into my work on the podcast and my work in other places, is as varied as I'm trying to make a bunch of these characters, sometimes you can just step back and go, you know what? You're enough. Like, you don't have to push this part so hard. In fact, I've actually gotten a note from our director, Randall, several times. It's like, you're going kind of in a character-y direction, and really this works just as you. So you can sing this song just as you. You can have this moment for the audience just as you. You don't have to add anything to it. And it's kind of funny. That was actually something in grad school that my teachers would tell me. It's like, you don't have to put on a voice, you don't have to put on the attitude, you can just be you up on stage, you know, be honest, be in the moment, be the character, but you don't have to add anything on top of who you actually are. So that's been kind of a cool, fun reminder, I guess, and it's been nice growth too.
Well, cool. I think it's a brave choice of a show for starting out a theater company.
Yeah, we talked about that, and they thought about starting with the Shakespeare Bridge because it's so popular, but they're also very conscious about other companies in town doing works, and I believe Lipscomb just did Complete Works Abridged, and I know the Shakespeare Fest has had a history of bringing that show back at certain intervals, so I don't know if they're doing it this year, but they just said, well, let's try something different. It's the Bible Belt. This is a show about the Bible. The cool thing is while it's making fun of things that are in the Bible, it's not offensive. Like, it's not just going after religious people or organized religion as a whole or anything. It's just literally saying, look, here's what the Bible says, and if you think about it, this could be funny.
Right.
So it is a brave choice. I agree with you.
All right, so tell me once again how I can get tickets and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. You can get tickets either at the door on any of our nights, June 17th through 19th, 23rd through 25th. You can go to their website, distractiontheater.org, or I believe there's a link on their page which goes to squareup.com. They have a show page there where you can buy tickets in advance. And also, if you care to, they are a fledgling theater company. They are taking donations. So if anybody in the podcast world feels like donating to a startup, go ahead. They'd very much appreciate it.
All right. Of course, I'll have links to that on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, thanks, man.
Absolutely. Glad to help, man. Thank you.
And before I let you go, I have to say, as we record this, to you and your wife, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you, man. Happy. That's very nice. So,
not my anniversary. It's yours.
Yeah, not your anniversary. It's mine. 6 years, and we are still very much in love and very happy. That's all I can say about that. It's very nice.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Brad Oxnam for stopping by today via Skype to chat about his role in Distraction Theater Company's production of The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged. Again, the Distraction Theater Company is a new theater company in Nashville, and this is their inaugural production. So go out and say hey and tell them the dumb show sent you. Ticket information we discussed about in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the dumb show? Please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter. Find out the latest comings and goings of the show via our Twitter feed at Inexplicable DS, at Inexplicable DS, at capital I, Inexplicable, capital D, capital S. We're in the summer mode, so what we get into next week, I'm not so sure, but I'm sure it'll be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's Magnatune. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.